The Justice for All program says it is collating a proposal to be placed before the Chief Justice intended to include minor offenders with outrageous sentences in the Justice for All program. Jonathan Osei-Wusu, who speaks for the prisoner advocates, told Radio Ghana they foresee the move will contribute significantly to decongestion in the country's prisons.
We consider preparing a paper to the Chief Justice to perhaps include convicted criminals who probably had committed minor cases like misdemeanors, etc., etc. Previously, we did not have what we call sentencing guidelines. So somebody could have stolen a goat, but the judge in Accra may have sentenced him to 10 years in prison. Another person in Wa stole a chicken, and then they sentenced the person to 20 years. But now that we have sentencing guidelines, people have already been sentenced. The question is, what do we do? They would have loved to go on an appeal, but they don't have the money. So whilst we are continuing with the remand prisoner issue with Justice for All, we are also trying to get a proposal of such, thanks to the Chief Justice, so that we can look at people who probably have been convicted on minor offenses but had their sentencing so outrageous. I mean, the number so huge.
I'd like to ask if you ever thought of including issues such as calling or renaming some of our prisons as correctional centers, as is done elsewhere, so that people understand that they are not going to prison, but they are going there to reform, as in correction, to correct them. And also, whether you've thought of including people with minor offenses, for example, can go and clean the streets. I mean, there should be a way to monitor them instead of them keeping them there and asking them to taxpayers' money paying for them. They can go clean the streets and help, you know, with other menial jobs that people would not like to often associate themselves with. So that would correct them, or in a way it's a punishment to them at the same time, contributing to productivity.
Yeah, I agree with you perfectly. And as we are talking now, there is a proposal being prepared by the Attorney General's Department to the Chief Justice and the Judicial Council and other stakeholders to include non-custodial sentence in our sentencing policy. And so it is, to the best of my knowledge, it is in an advanced stage. So if that is done, then we will be able to have people who will be asked to go and do communal labor, like you said, and then clean the street. We can even use some of them for the National Sanitation Day.